Telegold. Can I help you?
Hi, Phyllis. It's Tom
Hi.
Again. How are you?
Yeah, good, Tom. How are you?
Good.
Great, great.
Did Tom free up at all?
I think he did. Let me go grab him real quick. Hold on just a second.
Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
I tell him it's RDI. Check on some diamonds.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, Tom?
Busy. I'm a day behind getting your stuff out.
How'd everything turn out with the earrings?
Those earrings. we're taking the bigger, the 3-carat total.
Oh, okay, perfect.
The 140. Haven't decided, because I'm not sure if those other people are really coming back for that other 2 1-carats. So I was going to return those and the 2-carat and that necklace, and I'll do it tomorrow. I had the biggest buy of my life yesterday.
Oh, so yeah? What'd you do?
A good friend of mine from Cleveland.
Okay.
Her best friend up in, do you know where Menor is? It's just east of Cleveland. It's
okay.
A big suburb. Anyway, some old friend of theirs, an old lady, a Jewish lady who had a lot of money, willed her friend the contents of her house, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And in the contents of the house, appraised-wise, and a lot of them was older appraisals, was roughly $1 million in jewelry.
Oh, my God. Wow.
So she's coming down here with bags and boxes of stuff at 10:30 yesterday, because normally we're closed on Wednesdays. Because when I had made the arrangement, this was a month ago, she had to cancel. I said, well, 10th was a good day because it was a Wednesday. I forgot we were open every day. But this is a good story. So she comes in with just piles of stuff, you know, and I had to go through all this stuff. But there's a lot of it was no good, but this is just, they only went through 2 rooms, and this is what they found. Basically, she was a hoarder, but she was a good-looking woman in her day. But she had connections with some of the political people, you know, like
mm-hmm.
either Kennedys or Clintons, that kind of, you know,
yeah,
boyfriends
right.
that would give her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's giving me all this. I got a picture. I'll have to text you 3 of the pictures that I had, you know, that they were big diamond necklaces and ruby and emerald necklaces and this and that. But part of the deal, and I bought almost, I think, 100 in just scrap gold. But
wow.
A lot of the scrap gold was good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean good stuff. Then there was another 50 that was better stuff that I had to price over melt. And then there was stuff that were to be consigned, which I'll buy anyway because of the prices I gave them. And there was 5 things that I had to price to get a price on. And one of my Indian guys, I buy a lot of stuff from, jewelry from New York. I buy a lot of, like, the rope. He does all the pawn shops anyway. So he looked at a couple of these pieces. The 5 things that I didn't know how to price, one was like about a 5 to 10 carat ring with a gorgeous sapphire, and I can't tell if it's real or not. It looks like it is, you know. I mean, just imagine a perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
One is a South Sea necklace that have like 12 and 14 millimeter pearls on it, you know,
mm-hmm.
and another one of those, and then 2 diamond rings that I didn't know how to price, They had appraisals from 03. Each one was over 200,000.
Jeez.
But they were like I-1, I-2, each color, but didn't look bad. One was a 908, and the other one was an 866. So I was asking him, you know, like worst case, because I want to buy them because I know I could sell them. This is the kind of stuff that was in. I mean, you have no idea.
Yeah, heavy duty estate. Wow.
Did you ever hear of the? So he told me, and I know I can sell them for more, that I should pay $35,000 for the pair. They're in rings. They're not bad. They don't face up horrid. You know, they're like aged color. You know, more or less white inclusions, but you know, the appraisal listed them I-1 or I-2, but I didn't know what I should actually pay because I was going to call you, but I haven't had a chance.
And there,
what
these
you
are
thought that,
these are 8 carats,
866 and a 908.
866 and a 908.
So roughly 9 carats each.
Yeah, right.
I know. I mean, you know, wrap. If you go worst case, they're 55 a carat as I-2s, but they were listed as I-1s, but they don't look that. Maybe technically they are, but they are more leaning toward I-1s.
Mm-hmm.
You know darn well somebody would buy them for $30,000 or $40,000 each, in my opinion.
Yeah, what
you
was
know,
the
something
color
that
on?
Big. They were not off color. They were, the one was listed H, and I believe it, and the other one is maybe an I. I mean, they were, they looked good. I mean, they flashed, they were well made. You know, you didn't really notice anything. If you just put it on, you couldn't tell that it had problems.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, $35,000, if you could get it for $35,000 a diamond, I think you're doing really well.
Well, he's telling me to do them
$35,000 for the pair? Gee,
for the
better.
Pair, I know. That's
yeah,
a, but
I mean,
in the scrap gold.
Yeah, I mean, is she shopping you anywhere?
No.
Okay.
You know, but I got to be somewhat fair, but I don't want to overpay. And, you know, I mean, if you thought, yeah, because I know I could get 40 or 50 probably. You know, I might have to sit on them a while, but I don't want to have to pay $50,000 to get them. But I might buy them for 20 each, you know, and just because I know it's just money in the bank. But have you ever heard of the company called Chopard?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They have an 18-carat heavy link chain with one of those happy diamond pendants that's 18 karat with a bunch of diamonds in it that melts for over $10,000. Just the scrap price on this.
Okay.
I looked them up. They were in the $40,000 range is what they were going for, like first dibs, stuff like that.
Yeah.
There was so many things, I can't even describe it. I mean, I bought a lot. There was two things that I'm buying. One was, you know how those invisible set princess cuts, you know, like a big, heavy man's, or ladies, I don't know, white gold, 18-karat white gold bracelet that, you know, it's like two halves and they clamp together that has 22 carats of diamonds in it.
Mm-hmm.
That has $9,000 or $10,000 worth of melt in it.
Jeez.
You know, I mean, this there
yeah,
was one after
duty.
there was a I'm getting excited again. I haven't even had a chance to go through it because we've been so busy all day. There's a 3-carat 08, and has an appraisal for 30-some thousand. That was an Alexandrite. That. I don't know if you know that stone. That's the
oh,
one
yeah.
with the color
yeah.
change.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never had a day like yesterday. I was there for 8 hours buying it. You know,
right.
I
yeah, I called in the afternoon, and Isabella told me that you were with one of the biggest estates you've ever
had. Oh, my gosh. Dude, I had to go through crap. Let me text you just some of this. But, you know, she took back a lot. She was getting overwhelmed, and my friend was helping her. She took back a lot of my stuff. You know, it's like 10-carat tennis bracelets, you know, diamond
mm-hmm.
tennis, you know, stuff like you, she was taking back. But she had, but, you know, let me...
She was probably getting nervous because you were buying so much.
Oh, she was getting flustered, but her friend was helping me, you know, to buy it. I mean, I wasn't screwing her, but it was, let me make sure. What's your phone number?
585. 414.
Okay, wait a minute, 585.
414.
Okay, 414-8264.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I, let me see if I can, text, oh, whatever, but I could text you the pictures. Of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, text me, I'd love to see it. See
but it would be, see the photos, I don't have the photos, they were under a text. I don't know how to go from a text. Let me see if I do this. But it's incredible. But I plan on buying all the other stuff, and then I'll get you a check tomorrow. I just didn't have. It's been so busy. I can't even describe how busy it is.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
This is.
Are you sure you don't want
good.
To keep that other pair of 1 carat total weights? I mean. 4,000
for
those is that's a little drop in the bucket compared to what you were just buying.
I know this is.
I know the 2 carat total weights are a staple. You'll sell them quick, I'm sure.
This is okay. Let's make forward message. I mean, this is a nothing thing, but this was. I just sent you an 18 carat bracelet, a necklace. This, but she had a lot of off the wall stuff too. This is,
Wow. Yeah, you could tell that's, I mean, that's nice quality right there.
These were brown diamonds. This was an 18 karat. This was not a nice emerald, but there were some that were this size that were nice. This is it's coming up here.
Wow, and this was they only cleared out two of the rooms.
Two of the rooms.
Oh my gosh, jeez!
You know, it was.
I can only imagine what else you might have.
I don't know. I mean, it just.
Wow.
It just was a windfall. That's why I lost a whole day of doing stuff, and I meant to call. I had just told them before, you know, I wanted to get to call you, and then it was.
Yeah. Who's
and then you saw what happened. What's that?
Oh, this necklace with the emerald that says 5-star jewelers. I wonder who that jewelry store was. That
I don't know, but
things from.
That's a nothing emerald. You know, there were some that were like really green, you know, gemmy, that size, that she took back. But I think she's going to send them back. She was just overwhelmed, you know.
Yeah,
I couldn't buy everything, but I bought quite a bit. But, you know, this... where the heck is this? You know, they had like stuff that was bought from scrap. It had an emerald, kind of like a pave necklace. This is just crazy. I'm gonna just take a picture of it and I'll send it to you. But this is. So that's what I was doing.
Yeah, definitely sounds like that was a hell of a day for you, Tom.
This is okay. I'm going to send you this while we're at it. Okay, check this out. I just did it on my sheet. Well, I haven't even had the chance to look at stuff. I mean, these are okay emeralds, you know. Then there's wine with diamonds, and you'll see it when it. Did you get the picture yet?
Okay, yeah, it just came through. Yeah, that's pretty.
And it's not cleaned, you know, I haven't had a chance, but you know what it weighs? 100 penny weights of 18 karat.
Wow.
That's over 15,000 in melts.
Jeez, yeah.
That I bought for scrap. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that I was, I'm not kidding you. I've never had a day like that. And then, on top of that, silver goes up to $64. I don't know which ends up, you know. It just, you know, so.
Well, it's all good.
But yeah, that's what. Yeah. Let me hang on. Let me get those two diamonds, or at least the one.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture of this one. Hang on. Okay, you still there?
Yep.
I sent you a picture of one of the diamonds, and then I sent you a picture of a 22-carat, 18-carat gold, 22-carat of Princess Cut diamonds, you know, whatever they call them. But this whole box that I have on my lap is full of that stuff. There was 23 carats.
Yeah.
I take that back. You know, weighed 51 penny weights in... of 18 carat, and that's 160 a penny weight of scrap.
Mm-hmm.
But that, what I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like this. It just was just
Monday. Yeah, hopefully she comes back with more.
Well, I'm sure she will whenever she gets to it, but it's at least I got something.
Right, sure.
But that's why I didn't call. But the anyhow, so I'll get that other stuff.
Okay.
Overnight,
yeah, if you get the other
tomorrow.
Stuff out tomorrow, that'd be perfect.
And but if you want me to hold on to those two earrings, there's an outside chance I might have those sold, but I don't know.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Hold on to them.
So, last play of regulation, I was ahead in my fantasy league when whoever Philadelphia was playing, I can't even remember. Who'd they play?
Chargers.
Chargers kicked the field goal, went into overtime.
Yep.
I lost by 3 points. I was down 40-some points. I had Saquon and the Eagles' defense.
Oh, jeez.
I was down 46 points, and I came back. I was ahead by one, and then in the overtime I lost. That's how I'm out of the playoffs.
Jeez.
And I'm looking at the four other teams that are left. I got just as good a team as anybody.
You're better than
them?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
That's the frustrating part.
And
I have second most points in the league that I missed the playoffs. How does that happen?
And I had to have Tyrod Taylor gets me minus 1 point because he gets hurt in the first quarter and gets nothing.
Right.
You know, I only lost by a few points, and then Ochane got hurt, and he got he had three
he
quarters
hurt,
left
right,
to play.
Right. He would have easily had another time.
So I should have won, but I don't know if I think they'll be back, but you know, so it just made me mad. But
yeah.
At least I don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't have to worry like that Michigan coach.
Oh gosh, geez. He's in some serious heat. Oh my god, he's sitting in a jail cell right now. That's not good.
I know. Sharon or whatever his name is.
Sharon Moore, yeah, he's in some serious trouble. Oh man. Yeah, Michigan, they've got themselves in some heat the past couple of years.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, I got to go pack up,
okay.
So I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll
all
give
right.
you the details. Thanks,
all
Tom.
Right. Thanks, Tom.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.